Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Bava Metzia, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis, Mishnah Gimel. And today's Mishnah is being learned because Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'Zecher to find Ruziva Kahagun, Bikarav Mamesh. And we continue with a case similar to previous Mishnah, which is where two people had walked into Bezin holding onto a talus. Each one claimed that it was theirs. And now we have the same story with an animal. Hayushtaim Rechem Agah Behema. Two people are riding on an animal. Ayshahay Echad Rechem Echad Manig, or one was riding it and one was leading it. And this animal was Hefker, and both of them are obviously claiming that they were the ones that were Zeich in it. And what do they say? Zahamar Kulishli, Zahamar Kulishli. Each one claimed the entire thing is his. Each one has to swear that he doesn't own less than half of the animal, and then they split it. Now the chiddush over here in this case is that riding an animal would be considered a proper kinyan on it, even though he's not leading it, he's not doing a mashicha to it, still he has rights to tiny that it's his, and that's why we have this din. And last, the Mishnah concludes, talking about this case and the previous one, b'zman shehem oidim, if they're admitting, they agree that yes, they were zeichin this thing the very same time, or they have eidim saying that they grabbed it at the same time, they would make a chalukah, they would split it without having to make a shvua. And moving on to Mishnah Gimel, we'll continue to talk about finding a metziah and when a person is kainet. A fellow is riding an animal, v'rasa metziah, and he sees a lost object and he wants it, but he doesn't want to get off of his animal to pick it up. So Amr al-Khaver, he tells his friend, he sees a guy over there and he calls out to him, hey, Tenali, can you please give it to me? Nitala, the fellow picked it up, v'amr, and then said, ani zachisiba, I'm zaycha in it, I'm not giving it to you. So in this case, zachaba, the guy is zaycha in it, the fellow who picked it up, not the guy who saw it, the guy who's riding the horse, but the fellow who picked it up. However, if after he gave it to the guy riding the horse, he said, you should know that when I picked it up, I was really zeichin it for myself. In this case, he didn't say anything. We don't follow what he said because he already handed the object over. I wouldn't assume that when he picked it up, he had in mind to be zeichin it. If he did, then why'd he hand it over to the guy riding the horse who told him about this mitzvah in the first place? So that's in this situation, he would not be believed. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Dalad and continue to talk about finding a mitzvah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.